Welcome to this Project Cargo Weekly interview. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Maciej Grabowski. He is the country manager in Martin Bencher, Poland. And great to see you again, Maciej, and welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Bo. It's always nice to talk to you and to meet you.
You're always welcome. As with most of my interviewees, I always give them a chance to tell who they are and how they got into shipping and logistics in the first place. So the same goes for you. You can't get off the hook now. How did you start in this business originally?
I did study the shipping in Poland. So actually, I got my job later, which was in line with my study subject. I started with a company called Cieplbrok, Chinese-Polish shipping company, back in 1994. I was doing there several things. I was the agent, I was shipping clerk, I was working in the documentation department, in container department. At the time, Cieplbrok was carrying a lot of containers. Then slowly I moved to operating and to commercial department. So I was doing a little bit of everything before I went to contract to Cieplbrok Shanghai head office in 1996. In China, I have spent total 7 years, including first 2 years was in Shanghai. Then I was 1 year representative manager in Beijing office. And then I got back to Shanghai, where I was doing commercial. I was manager of commercial department. So I was doing the employment of the vessel from Far East to Europe, mostly.
Okay. That's a pretty interesting career. So after you left Cieplbrok, what happened then? Then you got moved back to Poland, or how did you...
Yes, I mean, 2003, which was end of my contract in China, I came back to Poland in August that year, and I started to work as a representative of Martin Bencher Group, Martin Bencher Freight Forwarder. And at the beginning, I was working as a one-man show. for almost 2 years, and then started to build an office slowly. I have to say that from second year, I was already independent, let's say, profit source office. So it was not like that my colleagues from head office was really helping me too much. I had to create my own business from the start, or let's say from the second year I was working for Martin Bencher. Now we are five persons, and it is already 18 years since I started for Martin Bencher. So time flies, indeed.
Indeed it does. And I can tell you, the older we get, the quicker it will fly. So take my word for it.
Yeah.
But in Poland, I mean, Poland is a booming, as far as I know, economy, and it's a big country in Europe. Do you handle all kinds of project cargo that comes your way? But it's not only Poland, but of course, partly Poland. Tell us about some of the jobs that you've done as a project forwarder.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Poland is our, we are focusing on Polish market, but I have an impression that in Poland, of course, there is a lot of production, but control is often somewhere else, like in Western Europe or in Scandinavia, for example. So I have my traditional clients, which I started many, many years ago, which are located in Scandinavia, for example. And yeah. As you said, I mean, all the project cargo is welcome. So we are serving for different industries, but I have an impression that mostly it is for cargo handling equipment. So we are doing a lot of cranes, for example.
Yeah, interesting.
So just recently we have been loading for some fully erected gantry cranes in Gdynia, in Poland. We are about to load next ones in 2-3 weeks from now.
Okay.
But we are doing also a lot of different kind of machines, boilers, transformers also. So usually everything which is heavy or too heavy or too big for containers. But sometimes, of course, this break bulk cargo goes also on the flat track containers, for example, or on RoRo service on Muffy trailers. So we are trying to find always the most economic way to get the cargo from right. A to B.
Understand. And of course, with your background in shipping and you know chartering terms, you have the extensive experience from CP, and you know how to find and charter a ship and a contract, right? So
definitely. I mean, I'm working, of course, for forwarding company, but my let's say career's background really helped me a lot, because of course I knew all the terms, I knew all the agreements, most of them anyway. Now I just have to deal with them from other side, but of course it's it really helped me to work for forwarding company with the carriers experience. So it was easier for me to speak with the carriers and negotiate, definitely.
Exactly. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. You say you're five people at your office there in Poland, and how has this COVID and let's shall we say crazy freight situation impacted on you? I mean, it's a hard struggle to get space and ship space these times, right?
It's true. I mean, I have to say that it was a little bit strange because when COVID has started back in the spring last year, we didn't really feel so much influence at that time. But then suddenly, at the beginning of this year, it was a problem with, I mean, we had a lot of smaller shipments, but there was a problem with the project cargo, at least for our office. And I have an impression that it was, a gap which was created by lockdown, which was about 1 year earlier, when everybody stopped, planning, stopped ordering, because they simply didn't know what is going to happen.
No.
These days, as you said, I mean, it's... the market is crazy. I mean, the rates are super high. The space problem is everywhere. And I mean, we have to gamble and book in advance. Of course, we have to explain our customers that the rates are valid only for very short time. So if they want to get the space, they really have to decide very quickly. Yeah. On the other hand, of course, we understand that in many cases they have been signing the contracts based on the prices from last year or 2 years ago, and now they are facing so higher costs, but they still have to deliver the cargo which they have contracted. So we are trying to soothe them a little. And of course, we are trying our best to find the most economic way to transport. But as we said, it's very difficult to find the space, and it's so much more time consuming. I mean, booking a container these days, it's taking probably, 200% more time than before.
Least I mean, the role of a project forwarder and a well-established one like Martin Bencher is, of course, that you have to have find all the solutions, and you have to be open to any new solution that in order to move the customer's cargo. That I guess right. that's the traditional role of the freight forwarder, isn't it? That you get offers from many carriers, and then you offer the customer and they take a decision. And
Yeah, that's true. But of course, we have to be better than our competition, first of all.
So of course.
Always thinking out of the box a little bit. I mean, each project is different. So there is no routine how to do it. I mean, there is always some better solution. It's only a question to work hard to find it and try something new. There's a difference probably between project cargo and regular container cargo when you always use the same solution. It's only a question of using different carrier. In the project cargo, all depends on the cargo size, of course, also scope, because sometimes you're doing just a sea freight, sometimes you're doing pre-carriage, on carriage, sometimes you're doing offloading. All depends. Also from country to country, there is a big difference. Some countries are more predictable, when you get the quotation, usually the final costs are about the same. There are some countries when you might get the quotation and then suddenly you get all these additional costs which you didn't expect. So, you know, forwarding a job is a risk all the time.
It's a risk, but maybe it's also a drug. It's a drug for us because it's never boring.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, as I mentioned, I mean, it's, each project is different a little bit, and you have to do something different to handle it.
That's right. Listen, Mashik, it's good to hear. I, of course, I know you for many years, and I know you're most capable in doing what you're doing. So. I can certainly say that without blushing here, but I want to say really to you many, many thanks for giving us a few quick answers here to this online Zoom interview. And it was a pleasure to have had you here. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bo. It was really nice to see you again. Thank you.
Likewise, and to all our viewers, listeners, readers in around the world, this was yet another exclusive interview with the most capable project forwarder called Martin Bencher in Poland, and the country manager, Mr. Maciek Grabowski. And stay tuned for more interviews in the near future, and thank you very much.